we're CYM, KN4RJN. WD4CYM, KN4RJN. KN4RJN. Say again, Andy, you're a little scratchy.
I was just saying, if her, she had never got a radio, I'd just stand by, you might have to do it. KI4LZI Mobile.
KN4RJN. Roger, I had heard that she'd gotten a radio fixed, but I don't know that for sure, so I was just checking to see if she was up.
N0TR for short one, mobile.
N0TR, KN4RJN. What's up, Tom?
Oh, we just been down to the daughter's to take some pants for school that the wife hemmed for them. And took them some peaches and some blackberries for the grandson and headed back to the QTH.
That's what I need to do. I need to go out and get me some peaches. I still got some in the freezer from last year. I cut them up in little pieces and put them in the freezer and then put them on my cereal. But I haven't eaten cereal in so long that I just sometimes take them out and sit on the back porch and eat them like candy.
I'll tell you what, the best ones of the year, in our opinion, is the Big Reds, and that's what's in right now. And they normally close up here at Fisher's on Labor Day, so you best get them. But this year I talked to the lady today, and she said that they were going to try to stay open until October and selling locally raised stuff from here and peaches if they got them. So that's a plus.
I haven't been getting out much, but there's a little fruit and vegetable stand just off I-26 near the QT, just outside Inman, that we generally go to, and they usually have pretty good stuff. So I might have to make a trip up there and get me some, I guess.
No, I love them. Bernice made a upside-down cake today, and we took half of it over to the neighbor's tonight on the way down to Amy's. And it was wedges of peaches, and in the center of it was a big circle of blueberries, and then it was like a upside-down cake. Let me turn this radio down. And, oh, man, I'm telling you, it's fit to be killed for.
I'll be right over.
You'd be welcome to it, John. I'm going to hit the rain locker here just as soon as I get, I'm going to get a haircut. My barber's in, and I haven't had a haircut since I paid 50 cents for him when I was in the service back in the Navy in San Diego. And so, Bernice takes care of that and does a fine job. On an ugly head, but a fine job. What was that? I thought I seen a tote crossing the road. I better back up here. Oh, we're in the driveway. Yeah, I don't want to hit Mr. Toad. Stupid things. I'll dodge him. And there's another one. Two of them. Jiminy. Anyways, you know, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to get a haircut, hit the rain locker, and go to bed.
My barber's in Indiana right now. She went up to visit her mother. They had death in the family up there, so I kind of need one too, but I ain't paying anybody to cut this. There ain't enough here up here to pay somebody $10 to do that.
Well, at my age, I've never been to what they call a hairdresser for a guy, and that's just the first part. I ain't never going to.
The hairdresser would just look at my head and shake his, and yeah, he'd have a hard time because they ain't much there to work with.
Well, mine grows like the Dickens, and I'm 72, but Bernice keeps it cut real short, but it's not for lack of growing. I just like it that way. I've liked it since I was a kid that way, and that's the way she does it, and she's good about it. She cuts her own hair, matter of fact, but her hair is naturally curly. She tried to get me to do that once back when we was in California in the service, and I tried it, and it looked like these ones they post on the internet showing pictures of trying to do this since that COVID-19 hit. I ain't never doing that again.
Well, my dad was bald at 25. I successfully made it into my 30s, but yeah, there ain't enough to mess with now. So my wife cuts my hair. It takes about 2 minutes. Zip, zip, and we're done. You know, it's like, whatever. You going to hang around for the net, Tom?
Oh, I don't think so. I put up a Casablanca fan here on a in the basement this afternoon, and I'm just all in, John. I'm not used to that four-letter word, W-O-R-T. And my shoulders and arms are killing me. My back is killing me and everything else. My face is killing everybody else. So I think I'll skip it tonight. I would if I was here, John.
And early, if you'd like. N0TR, correct?
QSL in Greer. Thanks, John. I appreciate that. I didn't know you was net control tonight. And I heard him calling for that young lady on there a little bit ago, and I know she'd had some radio trouble, so I didn't know who was going to be the commander-in-chief tonight. You take care, John, and looking forward to meeting you one of these days in 73s, and good night. It's N0TR.
I'll check in, Tom, and you have a good evening. KN4RJN, standing by for now. WD4CYM, KN4RJN. WD4CYM, KN4RJN. CQ, CQ, CQ. This is the Blue Ridge Team Internet. Internet controller tonight is KN4RJN. My name is John. I'm located in Inman, South Carolina. In the interest in promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. The reader is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. It is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs on the frequency are invited to check in. You may also check in via EchoLink node 545-072. Is there any formal traffic, announcements, or bulletins for the net? Please call KN4RJN or Net Control. This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge Super Net. Now begin the roll call. I'd like to start with our early check-ins. And tonight we have, like, welcome to W4FCM. That's Fred Neymar. He's along his wife, Isla, and 499. Both travel trips. Fred, you're listening to Isla. We said, thanks for stopping by. KW4TS, that's James. Over. And KN4RGX, that's Carol. Over here. N0TR, I was just talking with a minute ago. That's Tom over here. Thanks for stopping by. And KJ4HYC, that's Shane, over at 6 Mile. And KC4W, that's Bill, over in Anderson. I want to thank you all for using the early check-in capability. And thanks for stopping by. I have one EchoLink station that texted me and asked me to check him in. So I'd like to also welcome K4ZZX, that's Steve. And Steve, if you're listening, I've got you on the log. So, tonight being, what is it, Tuesday night? We'll begin with the India through Lima. Prefix your suffix of your call sign falls in one of those letters. Please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
KN4RJN. New Kilo 4, Juliet Foxtrot Oscar. I'm James up here on the mountain, Tuxedo, North Carolina. And I will be negative and negative and saying 73s for each one of you.
This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2 Minute. That sounded like James up on the mountain, and James, I had my dual band, the other band's lit up for some reason. I don't normally hear something on that. And it blanked you out. If you could come back, give me your call sign again, sir.
KN4RJN, that's totally good, brother. Yes, this is Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I am James, and yep, I'm up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And I will be negative and negative, and 73s for each one of you.
JN, and K4LWE, Kilo 4, Lima Whiskey Echo, Larry in Piedmont, no traffic and no comments this evening. Thank you for calling the net.
This is KN4RJN, next row, Blue Ridge, 2 minutes left. I'd like to welcome James up here on the mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina, KK4JFO. And Larry over in Piedmont, K4LWE. Thank you all for stopping by. Hope you're having a good evening. Any other stations, India through Lima, please call KN4RJN or Net Control. This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge, 2 minutes. We'll slide on down the alphabet now to the Mike through Papa group. Mike through Papa, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
RJN? Please check in. Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
JN. Please check in Kilo 4, Oscar, India, Mike. Walt in Edmond, I'll be negative and negative.
N4RJN. Check in K4OSH. Kilo 4, Oscar, Sierra Hotel. Pat in Malden, no traffic, no comment. Thanks for doing the net, sir.
This is KN4RJN, that drove Blue Ridge 2 and up. I'd like to welcome Lorena, KK4ONO, and she brings along the family, Rick, KK4DMW, and Michelle, KM4MOQ. Lorena, you tell Rick and Michelle we said hi. Thanks for stopping by. I'd also like to welcome Pat, K4OSH, and my good buddy down the road here, Walt, K4OIM. How you doing, Walt? You getting over that whole virus thing there, buddy?
I'm sitting here eating a big old bowl of Butterfinger ice cream. Boy, this stuff is good. I'm glad I got my taste back.
Glad to hear that, Walt. You have no idea. Well, you take care, my friend, and remember, you can't catch this stupid thing twice. So hunker down, stick with your ice cream, and stay safe there, brother. Thanks for stopping by. Any other stations, Mike through Papa, please call KN4RJN or Net Control. KN4RJN, next door, Blue Ridge 2-Minute. Let's slide on down to the Quebec through Tango group. Quebec through Tango, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
KN4RJN. Check in Kilo November 4, Romeo Delta Echo Greg. And Kilo November 4, Romeo Oscar Papa Page. We're out in Powdersville this evening. We'll be in and out. 73s.
This is KN4RJN, that's Troll Blue Ridge 2 Internet. Like, welcome Greg, KN4RDE, and he brings along Paige, KN4ROP, and they're floating around out there in Powdersville this evening. Y'all stay safe over there. Thanks for stopping by. Greg, you tell Paige. Paige, we said hi, and y'all have a good evening. Any other stations, Quebec Clear Tango, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
Control. This is Kennewick Foxtrot 4, Romeo Victor Hotel. My name is JD. I live in Berea with no traffic, no roundtable.
In control. K4ROW, Richard and Greville. No traffic, no roundtable. Hey, JD.
This is KN4RJN, that drove Blue Ridge 2-Minute. Like, welcome, JD. KF4RVH, hope you're having a good evening, you're sounding good. And Richard, K4ROW, Richard, thanks for stopping by. I've got another echoing station popped up here on the screen, so let me take a time out for echoing stations. Echoing stations only. Please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
Net Control, here is Kilo Mike 4, Oscar, Oscar, Charlie. My name is Mike, and I'm in sunny North Dakota. And thank you for recognizing Echo Link stations.
Sid, KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge, 2-Minute. Like to welcome Mike, KM4OOC, out there in sunny North Dakota. Is it really sunny out there, Mike?
Yeah, it is, Net Control. It's sunny and 70 degrees here on the prairie this evening. We've had some beautiful sunny days for the last month in the 80s and 90s and now to the 70s and 80s. But we've had some pretty cool nights. A couple of nights ago, I woke up about daylight and it was 39 degrees. I had to turn the furnace on. That's unusual. It doesn't usually get that cold this time of season. But, man, we've had some terrible winds. We had winds 50 to 60 mile an hour today out on the prairie. A lot of field fires. Had a big one north of us. Had three departments out on that one. So certainly going to be praying for those firefighters that they'll be safe. And people get a little careless. They got to watch out, especially out here where it's wide open and flat. Man, you get a field lit up and it's going to go as long as it wants to. But we're just kind of hanging out at the house, taking it easy and not doing a whole lot. Staying home and staying safe. KM4OOC.
Yeah, Mike. Well, thanks for stopping by from out there. I've got another EchoLink station here popped up. So let me take a break here for any other EchoLink stations. Please call KN4RJN or Net Control. This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge, 2 Internet. Got a text from W4NGU, that's Phil over in Boiling Springs. Phil, thanks for checking in with us, and hope you're having a good evening. And I've got one more EchoLink station up there, I believe. So, EchoLink stations only, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
KN4RJN. Good evening, sir. Thanks for calling the net. Please check in and out. Kilo, Kilo 4, Foxtrot Tango Uniform, KK4, FTU, Richard, Northwest Anderson County, Slabtown.
Excuse me, KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge, 2-Minute. I'd like to welcome Richard, the unofficial mayor of Slabtown, KK4FTU. Thanks for stopping by, Richard. Hope you're having a good evening. Let's slide on down the alphabet now to the Uniform Through Zulu group. Uniform Through Zulu, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
RJN, good evening, John. Please check in. Kilowatt 4 Yankee November Golf. K4YNG Fletch in Easley. And we'll stay around.
This is KN4RJN at Control Blue Ridge 2-Minute. I'd like to welcome Fletch, K4YNG. Fletch, hope you're having a good evening. I got you down for comments here, and we'll get back to you here in just a wee bit. Any other stations, Uniform Through Zulu, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
Dan. Hello, 4X-Ray Bravo, K4XB, Tommy, Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on the net.
This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2-Minute. I'd like to welcome Tommy, K4XB. Tommy, sounding good. Hope you're having a good evening, and thanks for stopping by. Any other stations, Uniform Through Zulu, please call KN4RJN or Net Control. This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2-Minute. Going to slide on down to the top of the alphabet now to Alpha Through Delta group. Alpha Through Delta, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
RJN. Good evening, John. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Oscar Whiskey. This is David and Inman, negative to negative tonight. Hope everyone's doing all right up there. 73s.
KN4RJN. Kilo Oscar 4, Bravo Delta Mike. That's Jim and Taylor's. I'll be negative and negative.
Ian. WD4, DYH, Johnny. Traveler's rest, no traffic, no round table. Working on a truck.
KN4, RJN. Please check in Whiskey 4, Delta, Juliet, Whiskey. W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
Control. Please check in November 4, Alpha, Hotel, Oscar. F4AHO, this is Doug in Walhalla. No traffic, and we've just been on the road for 5 weeks, so I haven't been on any nets. Just got back from an 8,000 mile trip across the country and back. So, 73 to all. I'll hang out for a few.
4RJN. Everyone else, please check in and out. November 1, Delta, Mike Bravo. That's David in Five Forks. I'll be negative and negative. 73s to all.
RJN. Please check in Kilo Yankee 4 Alpha Echo. That's KY4AE. My name is Kendall. I'm in 6 Mile, and I'll be negative and negative.
This is KN4RJN Control Blue Ridge 2 Internet. Like, welcome, Dave. K04AOW right here in beautiful downtown Edmond. Dave, thanks for stopping in. Sounding good. And James, K04BDM over there in Taylor's. Thanks for stopping by. And Johnny, WD4DYH over there in Traveler's Rest. And our net manager, David, W4DJW, over in Greer. Thanks for stopping by. Doug, N4AOH, coming back to QTH after a long trip. And David, N1DMB. Thanks for stopping by. And Kendall, working on his truck, KY4AE. Well, thank you all for stopping by. I hope you're having a good evening. Any other stations, Alpha through Delta, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
Recheck. Roger, this is Doug in Walhalla. That's N4AHO. The suffix is Alpha Hotel Oscar. Over.
This is KN4RJN. Doug, I've got down N4AHO. I don't know what I said. I'm sorry, but I did get you in the log correctly. What did I say?
I think it was AOH, but whatever, as long as they're in there somewhere.
To that, well, I'm somewhat dyslexic. I did manage to type it in correctly, but it's extremely possible I reversed it when I said it. And thanks for the recheck. It happens. Any other stations, Alpha through Delta, please call KN4RJN or Net Control. This is KN4RJN, Net Control for Blue Ridge 2 Internet. Let's slide on down to the Echo 2 Hotel Group. Echo 2 Hotel, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
KN4RJN. John, everyone on the net, this is November 4, Hotel Charlie, N4HHC, Warren, here in Taylor's, negative and negative.
JN, please check in WB4, Fox, Echo, Echo, Dan over northern Simpsonville. Good evening, John, everybody on the net, just check me in and out, John, please, thank you.
4RJN. Check in Kilo Oscar 4 Echo Echo Delta. That's K04EED. This is Amory in Piedmont. Please check me in and out for this evening. 73's all on the net.
4RJN. Check in Kilo Charlie 4 Echo Zulu November. Harry in Keller, North Carolina. We'll stick around and give you a lawnmower report tonight.
JN. KC4. SKD Larry, and also KG4AHS Rhonda. Both in Easley, please check us in and out tonight. Good evening, everybody.
This is KN4RJN, that Control Blue Ridge 2 Internet. Larry, I got yours. I did not get Rhonda's. Can you come back with that, please?
Rhonda's call is Kilo Golf 4 Alpha Hotel Sierra. And KG4AHS. Mine's KC4SKD.
This is K stand for RJN. That's Control Blue Ridge 2 Renette. Thanks, sir. Got it. You're welcome, Larry, KC4SKD, and he brings along Rhonda, KG4AHS. Got it that time. Thank you, Larry, and thank you for your patience. I'd also like to welcome Warren, N4HHC, Warren over there in Taylor's, and WB4FEE, Dan, who's usually got a good story for me, but apparently not this evening, and Aaron Amory, KO4EED, thanks for stopping by. And my good buddy Harry, KC4EZN, who's always good for a tale, whether it's true or not. And we'll be back here in a little bit, Harry, to hear about your lawnmower. I want to thank you all for stopping by, and hope you have a good night. Any other stations? Echo 2 Hotel, before we open it up to the big group. Echo 2 Hotel, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
Kilo Oscar 4. Echo Quebec Papa, KO4EQP, Josh in Inman Mobile.
And Wendy in Simpsonville, KN4HTP, Kilo November 4, Hotel Tango Papa. I'll be negative and negative. Also, please check in my husband Mark, W2MJB, Whiskey 2 Mike Juliet Bravo. And he'll be negative and negative also. Thank you for calling the net.
This is KN4. KN4RJN. Excuse me, folks. I'm getting a little frog in my throat here. Net Control Blue Ridge 2 Manor. I'd like to welcome Josh out there on the mobile. KO4EQP. Josh, take care out there. And Wendy, KN4HTP, and her husband Mark, W2MJB. Wendy, you baking anything this evening? I don't smell any cookies coming over the radio.
No bacon this evening. We enjoyed, what did we have for dinner? Oh, some homemade soup, ham and bean, and it was really good. So, yeah. But hey, I'm a little biased because I made it.
Roger that, Wendy. I'd already had supper or I'd be over, but next time you bake some cookies, call me. I'll come by. All right, folks, let's open it up to the big group. Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. If there's a letter in your call sign, and you know there is, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
Out Whiskey 4, November Delta Kilo. That's W4 NDK, Nate, in South Charlotte, 73.
A Foxtrot, Gina. We're located in Kings Mountain, North Carolina. Good evening.
N4RJN, and Control Blue Ridge 2 Internet. I'd like to welcome Nate, N4NDK, and last calling station. You got partially cut off there. If you could come back and give me your call signs again.
Kilo Juliet 4 Papa Alpha Golf, Jeff, and Kilo Juliet 4 Papa Alpha Foxtrot, Gina, located Kings Mountain, North Carolina.
You're talking about the double there. It's Whiskey 4 November Delta Kilo, W4NDK in Charlotte. Thank you.
Roger, Nate, I got you. I don't know what I said, but I got you in the log right. KJ4PAG, Jeffrey, I got your call sign, and for some reason I didn't get Gina's. Could you come back with that, please?
Juliet 4, Papa Alpha Foxtrot. KJ4PAF, Gina.
This is KN4RJN, that's Control Blue Ridge 2 Renette. Thank you, Gina. I appreciate that. KJ4PAF. Nothing came up, and I knew it was close to his, but I somehow typed it in wrong or something. I don't know what happened, but anyway, thank you for coming back. Any other stations, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
RJN. India 4, Lima, Zulu, N. KI4LZI Mobile. Andy, Pigeon, negative and negative.
This is KN4RJN, Net Control for Blue Ridge 2 Minute. I'd like to welcome our good friend Andy. over there in Pickett, KI4LZI, on the mobile. And Andy, hope you're having a good evening. Coming in good. Any other stations before we close down the formal portion? Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. Please call KN4RJN or Net Control. This is Checking in 4RJN, next row, Blue Ridge 2 Internet. Now closing the formal portion of the net. Well, thanks to everybody for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. But you want to hear, hang around, at least hear Harry's story about his lawnmower. We'll now begin the Rag 2 portion of the net. Periodic stops for check-ins between Rag 2s. And first up is Fletch, K4YNG. Fletch, what's going on in your world?
Good evening to you, John, and my friends on the net. We had an interesting adventure last night. I got a new wheelchair for my van, and it worked backwards. I had to back into the van backwards into the van, and it worked. You back into the van instead of going forward, and that didn't work very well, and it didn't work too good. So we had to try to turn backwards and forwards and turn around and get backwards to get backwards in order to get around and get back. My grandson was 27, and he just finished law school, and finished law school, and had a birthday, so went to had a birthday, so we went over to his house, real nice birthday, and I've been working on this 990 Kenwood, working on the Kenwood, trying to work on all these knobs to get all these knobs to where I could get the FSK knob to work CW and the USB to worked LSB and finally got it to work where I could work phone and CW. So I'm back in the game and still waiting on the 11-year cycle for seven-year cycle to get some good DX again. But my cubicle quad is working good. shop and got that. I got an old Photoshop is a old copy, and I don't have to use a monthly copy, and it works really good for works real good. Having a good time with that guy. So, we're really having a good time with the photos. And that's about it here. It gives us something to do, keep us busy. So back to you, Mr. John, and all my friends. This is K4YNG.
This is K4YN. Let's put some rear view mirrors on that wheelchair. Maybe that'll help. Congratulations to your son on law school. My daughter graduated law school here a little while back, and I know what she went through. So hats off to him. And good luck with your Kenwood. I hope you get all those knobs figured out and get that going, and hope you're having fun with your Photoshop. Sounding good. Good hearing from you, Fletch, and you take care. I'm going to take a brief break here for any other check-ins. Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. Please call KN4RJN or Net Control. Mike, you're way down in the static. I got K4GA, and then I didn't catch the rest of it. Can you come back to me, sir?
K4GA Tango T.
I got you, Mike. Like, welcome, Mike. K4GAT over there in Simpsonville. That was a little clearer that time, but there's still quite a bit of static in your signal. Just letting you know. Any other stations? Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha, please call KN4RJN or Net Control. It is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2 or Net. Let's go to my good friend Harry, KC4EZN. What's up with your lawnmower, Harry?
KN4RJN, KC4EZN. Well, don't have the final story yet, but I got the proper parts in the mail yesterday to fix the ignition wire, and I am sort of in a little bit of a dilemma because when I turned it off last time, I cut the whole yard, which takes me, I don't know, depending, hour and 15 minutes to hour and 45 minutes, so depends on how heavy the grass is and how wet and slick the ground is, but it was working just fine, so I'm, you know, a little bit at a quandary here that, you know, my unique engineering solution to that thing. It's working, and now I have the proper parts, and I'm a little bit afraid that if I put it together like it's supposed to be put together, it won't work. But anyway, I just wanted to pass along something to Wendy and Mark. I think, let's see, this is Tuesday, and I wasn't around last night, so it must be Monday night. Mark was, y'all were in a discussion about how to properly dispose of some graham cracker pie crust that had chocolate pudding in it. And I remember from a long time ago reading a little rule of thumb that you burn roughly 100 calories for every mile you move. Now, obviously, if you're running or something like that, you're going to burn more. And if you're, you know, walking the dog kind of slow, you might burn a little less. But 100's a nice number to divide things into. And I just got to thinking, you know, if Mark would maybe mark himself out about a mile loop, and every time he came by the house, take a bite of that pie. And probably after, you know, 5 or 6 miles, he'd have a whole slice gone. And, you know, then the next day he could take care of the next thing. You know, in about 8 days, he'd have that pie all gone. Plus, he would have got some good exercise. KN4RJN, KC4EZN.
KC4EZN, KN4RJN. Mark, are you still listening by chance?
4HTP. I'm going to recommend that plan to him next time he's tempted by some chocolate pie.
And I don't know if he'll go for it, but, yeah, you'd recommend that to him. Well, Harry, we had an old saying in the Army that, it was the engineer's motto, cut to shape, pound to fit, paint to match, and if it can't be fixed with a hammer, it can't be fixed, and if it ain't broke, don't mess with it. So, you know, if the thing's working, I don't know as I'd put it back the way it was supposed to be.
KN4RJN, KC4EZN. Well, I have toyed with the idea of crank it up, and if it cranks, and if I get another long one out of it, then leave it alone. And when it finally gives up the ghost, I've got the parts to fix it like it was supposed to be. Like I say, I've learned in my life that if it's working, don't mess with it. Most of the time, when we do our fine-tuning and adjustment, the net results is usually not as good as it could have been. But anyway, we'll turn it back to you, John. That's my story for tonight, and I'm going to stick with it. Remember, you can write that equation, 100 calories per mile, one bite per mile. That means... one bite per 100 calories, probably if you were mowing the grass, you might get the whole yard mowed with a whole slice of pie. If you look at it in a positive way, it might be more attractive. Wendy might try that out on Mark, too. With that, we'll turn it back to you. We're having too much fun here tonight, John. See you again Friday night. I'll have to make up a good story. I haven't seen anything interesting so far this week, but we'll find something. KN4RJN, KC4EZN.
4EZN, KN4RJN. Well, thank you for that, Harry. Wendy, did you catch it, that formula? And that's assuming he's not using a riding lawnmower, I'm assuming, as he's actually pushing it. But, try that on him and see how that works.
And 4HTP. Yeah, I think I'll adopt some form of that when I'm tempted by these dark chocolate M&Ms that I tried out the other day.
Stay away from those. Yeah, when the grandkids come down, all the cookies and candy and stuff disappear. So there's not a whole lot in the house right now, but I think she snuck some Fig Newtons off in the upper cabinet where my granddaughter can't quite reach them. Although she's almost as tall as I am now, but and she's only 13. But she's taller than her mother. Of course, her dad's tall, but yeah, we have to hide the cookies and the ice cream and the whatnot. When they're around, it all disappears pretty quick. But yeah. Anyway, Wendy, you tell Mark we said get out there and start walking to eat that pie. I'm going to take a break here, see if there's any other check-ins. Alpha to Zulu, Zulu to Alpha, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
Check-in, Kilo X-ray 4, Yankee Mike, negative and negative, sorry for the late check-in. Scott in Greenville.
This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge, Tubing Net, like welcome KX4YM at Scott. Scott, late check-in, no problem. We're just kind of chatting, waiting for your second shift to show up, so we're just glad you're here. Thanks for stopping by. Anybody else? Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. Or anybody got any comments? Weird bear stories, alien abductions, lawnmower breakdowns, whatever you got. We'll listen to it. Please call KN4RJN or Net Control. This is KN4RJN, Net Control from 2. It's 2 minutes. Wendy, you still on?
KN4HTP.
On my cookies, you know.
Well, we'll have to figure out some meeting that we both have to go to, and then that'll be a good excuse to bring some goodies along.
Well, the Hamfest is coming up.
Yeah, that's usually... Well, I went to one of those. It was pretty interesting. I like them when they're indoor and air-conditioned, but this year it's a little later, so that's a positive. Are there any more training set up for people interested in becoming a net controller?
Yeah, Vorajan, I know we put it out on the announcements, and Dave's been looking, and I've been trying to talk a couple people into it, but, who was it? He checks in via Echolink, and I checked him in early. Hang on, let me look here. Where did he go? Oh, yeah. Steve, K4ZZX, I think he was the one, indicated that he wanted to try doing net control, and I think Dave sent him the software, so we might get a new net controller here for too much longer. I think he's been shadowing. I don't see him up right now, but, K4ZZX, if you're listening, am I correct, or got the wrong person?
And for HTP, he was headed out early, so I don't think he's still listening, but he may be. I think it'd be interesting to know who has done the job of net controller in the past, because it just would be fun to know who knows what it's like, and it's a really good way to become comfortable on the radio, no matter what, you know, if they're static or if it's somebody with an accent or, you know, if your hearing's just bad that day, or keeping yourself focused on exactly what's coming over the radio and not what's going on around you. It's been a really interesting experience, and I'm really glad that because it's made me so much more comfortable with the radio.
Yeah, and I've got all these voices that I recognize, and I don't necessarily always catch the call sign, but as soon as they come on, I know who it is. And one of these days, I'd like to, you know, actually meet them and know what they look like, but... I know you confused me with somebody else once, but so I went on QRZ and actually put my picture on there. So if you look me up on QRZ, you know what I look like at least. Because if we all meet at the Hamfest and everybody's wearing masks, you're only going to be able to tell from the eyes up who it is.
I'm not good at that. I'm not good at remembering. I remember voices, but I'm not good at remembering call signs with voices. And I'm an introvert. So this has been a nice push outside my comfort zone, and I'm still glad that I did it, because we have a really friendly community on the radio. It's funny, I've been looking at slides from the 70s that I scanned, and now I'm labeling them and getting them ready to send out to all my relatives, and there was a picture of us in Halloween costumes back in like 1976. And all my siblings, all of us had, like, partial masks on or our hair. I think I was dressed like a hobo with whiskers drawn on. And I'm like, is that even me? I can't even tell. You just put a little bit of face makeup on, and I can't even tell if it's me.
Roger that. I get Facebook messages from some of the people I went to high school with, and see their pictures, I see their names on Facebook. They don't always put their pictures on. I bring out my old yearbook and look them up and say, okay, yeah, I know who that was. And then later I see a picture and I say, whoa, do I look that bad? But yeah, I know what you're saying. I'm shy too, believe it or not. I really am. And somewhat of an introvert. I'm perfectly happy, you know, being here all by myself. Me and the dog and the cats. My wife's up in Indiana right now, but she'll be back there at the end of the week. But yeah, it's anybody out there that's still on and still listening, if you ever thought about being a net controller, and even if you didn't think about it, you know, start thinking about it. We could use some more net controllers, and it gets you out of your comfort zone just a little bit, gets you a little bit more proficient at multitasking, listening, typing, or writing down, keeping track of who's who and whatnot. And after a while, you start recognizing voices and say, yeah, I know who that is. And I think I remember part of his call sign, and you can get ahead of him. So, yeah, here's our advertisement for net controllers. Anybody that wants to spend a little bit more time and have fun on the radio, you know, give me or Dave W4DJW or any of the NAT controllers a call, and we'll walk you through it. We'll do whatever we can to help you do it, and let you shadow for a while and get used to it, and then jump right on in there. So, well, Wendy, you have a good evening, and tell Mark to start walking those laps if he wants that pie, and and y'all have a good evening. One last call for check-ins or comments. Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. Please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
4RJN, November 1, Delta Mike Bob.
KN4RJN. Please check in. Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Marcus, in and out, if you would, please. Everyone, have a good night. 7-3.
4RJN. David, November 1, Delta Mike Bravo. I said I didn't have any comments, but as I heard you and Wendy talking about the Ham Fest, it reminded me something I wanted to bring up. If you could pass it on to whoever manages the website, the main landing page for the Ham Fest still has a note saying that Ham Fest tickets are currently closed. See updates soon. That's, of course, contradicted by other pages, but that line needs to be removed. Over.
This is N4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge, 2 Internet. Just like to welcome David, N1DMB. Thank you for that announcement, Dave. I'll talk to Dave, W4DJW, if he's... No, he's still in there. He's listening in. W4DJW, did you copy what Dave said?
That's affirmative, John. I'll let Wyatt know. Wyatt manages the web pages, KJ4CKT. But I'll send him an email now and let him know.
Okay, problem solved. I'd like to welcome Larry, KK4JBQ. I was waiting on you, Larry. I was wondering where you were. You say hi to Donna for us, KC4MFK. And thanks for stopping by. I'm sitting at 49 check-ins. Let's see if we can get one more. Any other stations, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha, please call KN4RJN or Net Control. This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2. Kind of hoping our friends in the Philippines might check in tonight, but I guess not. So, we're going to shut this thing down. One last call. Comments or check-ins. KN4RJN or Net Control. Please call.
Oh, this is November Yankee 4 Foxtrot.
This is KN4RJN. I copied. No, I didn't either. Can you give me your call sign again, sir? I'm pretty sure I screwed that up.
Need to repeat that twice. It's November Yankee 4 Fox. NY4F. This is Lou in Anderson, South Carolina.
This is KN4RJN, that's Trove Blues 2 Minute. Like, well, what happened here? Lou, I got you. November Yankee 4 Foxtrot. It keeps sticking a Lima on the end of there out of the database, and I don't know why I did have you up there, but I've got you in there. Thanks for stopping by, Lou. Appreciate it. You're number 50. I fix this in my log, I'll put in my net report. If you haven't checked in, you want to check in, please call KN4RJN or Net Control. KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2 Net. Tomorrow night's Net Controller, let's see, it's Wednesday, so it's Gary, KI4DOS. And he'll be running the swap net, so be sure and check in with him and listen in on the swap net if you're looking to sell something or buy something. In the meantime, I want to say 73s to everybody, and thank you all for checking in. You all have a good night. Take care of yourselves, and take care of each other. This is KN4RJN. I am clear. W4DJW, KN4RJN.